Now U.S. Senator Frank Lautenberg running in a Democratic primary of his own tomorrow to try to hold his Senate seat against two challengers, Congressman Rob Andrews and Morristown Mayor Donald Cresitello. We spoke to Congressman Andrews last week. We'll speak to Mayor Cresitello later this morning. And Senator Lautenberg, it's great to have you back on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
I know our time is short, so let me jump right in here. Most New Jersey newspapers have endorsed Mr. Andrews. For example, the Star Ledger says, quote, eliminating the age factor, Andrews still is the better choice. He has a comprehensive vision of where the country should be going and can articulate detailed plans for getting there. Can you refute that claim?
Sure. If you look at the New York Times editorial, they say there's nothing in my energy, nothing in my vigor that would prevent me from continuing to do the good work that I've done in the past. Same thing was true of the Passaic Herald News. And I've had lots of endorsements from organizations that know, like the Sierra Club, the Brady Group Against Gun Violence, NARAL, Planned Parenthood. So the endorsements are helpful, but that's not the difference in the campaign.
An example from the Star Ledger is health care. It says Andrew's plans include specifics on fully funding programs for children, requiring large employers to provide employees coverage or pay into a fund, and subsidizing small businesses that insure workers. He would work to make insurance more affordable by expanding competition, allowing policyholders to shop around, an idea offered by other candidates. He would require Medicare to negotiate with drug companies for the lowest possible prices. All, that whole list. So they're basically challenging you to get that specific on how you would reform health care.
Well, certainly I support negotiations by Medicare for prices with the drug companies. But it's my view that what we have to do is make sure that everyone has a chance at insurance, the kind of health care insurance that Andrews and I have in the federal government, the kind of insurance that doesn't reject conditions, the kind of insurance that has a reliable change that creates need for proof when it wants to change the rate of premiums. And to make sure that this happens, I stopped the Bush administration from canceling 3,000 children out of New Jersey's child health plan. So I've been working on it actively. Plans don't always turn into actions, and that's the difference between us.
So you're saying that list of specifics, that you maybe don't have as many specifics to match, doesn't matter?
I'm saying that at this point in time, we've got two outstanding candidates for the presidency of the United States. And I say that each one of them has a point of view that has to be considered in the actions that we take. We want to get action. We want to get the plans in place. And I favor, again, making certain that all the people in the country have health care. Those who can afford to pay for it will be able to get it through private plans that have been scrutinized by the government that tells them exactly what in there is in every plan, so that they know what conditions can be excluded, what the premium structure is like, what the co-pays are like. All of those things have to be considered, and you can't shoot from the hip and wind up with an effective health care plan.
Senator Lautenberg, you've been pushing the difference between you and Andrews on Iraq. You say he's been too close to President Bush's position, but the Star Ledger says the facts don't support the claim. On October 10th, 2002, Andrews voted in favor of authorizing Bush to use military force. 2 days later, you weren't in the Senate at the time, you were running for election, said, in terms of the action, I fully support it. Then in January 03, when you had returned to the Senate, you said, I am with the president more than halfway. The Ledger concludes, neither man then knew that the so-called weapons of mass destruction would never be found. Both now support withdrawal of American troops from Iraq, unquote.
Well, the comparison isn't accurate because I have never had a chance to vote for the return of our troops, for the conclusion of this war that I didn't vote for. And unlike Andrews, who voted three times to confirm his view that we should be there, to confirm very recently that his vote then was the right thing to do. And the stark shock that he gave all of us when he said that he didn't know that war would kill people and maim people, shocking revelation of his inner thoughts. I have voted time and time again to get our people home. I voted with 11 other senators and John Kerry to start the timetable more than a year ago. So the comparisons are not exactly as we see them. He's voted for the war until 2006 when he saw the political winds shifting and then decided, well, maybe votes would be better if he said he was against the war, but never before that.
Did I hear that you recently proposed a 90-day timeline for withdrawal? Is that correct?
Yeah, to start the withdrawal.
To start the withdrawal.
Right. And over a year ago, we proposed that it begin last April. We have to get moving on this. Otherwise, we'll never bring the Iraqis to the table. We'll never get them to stand up to their responsibilities, nor will we bring in their neighbors, communities, their neighbor countries, where gas gouging is a start of the what happens with us at the gas pumps.
What about an end to the timetable? 90 days to start says you could pull out 10 troops in 90 days and then stall for 3 years. Is there an end?
Well, please don't suggest that I'm trying to do something that doesn't say what I am saying, and that is to begin the withdrawal. It doesn't mean that we take every single soldier out of there immediately, but it does mean that we reunite as many families as we can, and we may even have to leave some troops in there as we train them for counterinsurgency things. Certainly, listen, John McCain is suggesting we might be there 100 years. I'm suggesting that we start now, and that we are out of there completely within, let's say, 12 months.
Changing the topic, what would you say are the three most important things that the government could do to help Americans in the economic downturn?
Well, I think we could stop the war, stop spending $3 billion each and every week, stop extra appropriations. This year, cost for the war will run above, in my judgment, $400 billion. That's one thing. The other thing we could do is to make sure that we take back some of the tax breaks that have been given to the wealthiest among our people. And otherwise, to get rid of the AMT, which is so punitive for so many taxpayers.
That would be two and three, the Bush tax breaks and the AMT?
Exclusively on the tax side of things?
Well, I'm asking what are the three most important things that the government could do to help Americans in the economic...
Yes, and I suggested the first one is to
stop the war.
And save the billions of dollars that we spend there each and every week.
And the Bush tax breaks were two and the AMT was three?
Right.
Okay, let me play the Rob Andrews ad that keeps running, and a lot of people have seen, and get your reaction.
I'm Rob Andrews, and I approve this message.
1982, one of the low points in New Jersey political history. Frank Lautenberg bases his campaign against Millicent Fenwick on her age. She's 72. Using not-so-veiled language, Lautenberg actually says it's okay for a man to make fun of a woman's age. Now, Lautenberg will be 91 at the end of his term. 91. Newspapers have said it's time for a change. It's hard when your own words come back to haunt you, isn't it, Mr. Lautenberg?
So if you said
Are you asking me to
assertion about what you said about Millicent Fenwick?
Well, what I said about Millicent Fenwick was very clear. I said she was ineffective. We had seen her in the United States House of Representatives. She hadn't done anything. This is a reflection of Rob Andrews' own guilt feelings, because he, in 18 years, hasn't done anything. Effectiveness is something that's very obvious. Effectiveness is when I wrote the law that stopped smoking in airplanes, when I wrote the law to take 150,000 household prevent 150,000 household bullies from getting gun permits. When I prevented children from New Jersey being cut from health care programs, when I got more money for port security distributed by risk rather than by politics. So the effectiveness is something that is obvious, and casual words about them don't make the difference.
And you never said anything? You're claiming that you never said anything about Millicent Fenwick's age?
Well, let me say this again. I complain about her ineffectiveness. That's what I point out. I had come from industry where I had started a company that then had 16,000 employees. I knew something about job creation. That was her theme, but she hadn't done it. So to me, that was ineffective, and that's what the whole argument's about, to try to use my age as a reason for Rob Andrews to succeed me. That won't work with the people in New Jersey because he has no proof to show it for.
Some people make the argument that age should be an issue for the following reason, that you're a sophomore senator right now, technically, though you served a long time in the past, there was the gap. So would you rather, what's better for the Democratic Party, to have a second-term sophomore who's 84 or a first-term freshman who could stay in a lot longer, presumably, and gather seniority, who's Andrew's age? I'm not sure exactly what that age is.
This is really an unfair assertion because I am not a traditional sophomore senator. I'm the chairman of two subcommittees. I've authored legislation as soon as last week when I got $14 billion through the House after being through the Senate to rebuild Amtrak. I've gotten $100 million invested already in the design and the planning for the tunnel under the Hudson River. I wrote a farm bill that help bring better nutrition to our children. I'm very active legislatively, and the reason that I'm able to get things done one after another is because I have experience, because I am senior. I am not traditionally in the view of the sophomore. I'm a man with over 24 years experience, have seasoned relationships with Republicans, and so I'm there working every day, so we can't use those comparisons with any force of credibility behind them.
Senator Frank Lautenberg defending his Democratic nominee status in a Democratic primary in New Jersey tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
I appreciate
it. Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute. Remember how we were all worried that the bees are disappearing? Now we're all worried that there are swarms of bees overtaking New York City. We'll try to figure out what's going on.